Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sip, Create, Repeat. Today, with about 2 weeks left in the year, we're talking planning ahead. What can you do in this last little stretch of the year to schedule maybe some marketing efforts or whatever it might be to get you ready for the first quarter? So, Chris, what are some things that people can do to kind of plan ahead and get those marketing efforts ready to hit the ground running in the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so I think the biggest hurdle that so many people have is they just feel like it's overwhelming, right? Social media is overwhelming. Marketing is overwhelming. When you don't know it and you've never really made an effort to do it, it just feels overwhelming all the time. And honestly, planning and getting ahead will free up so much time for you to focus on your business, for you to focus on yourself, taking breaks from your business. Side note, stay tuned for next week's episode when we talk about taking breaks from your business and why it's so crucial and so important. But yeah, it really just allows you to free up some time and kind of get a little bit more scheduled with the way that you're doing things.
Absolutely. I think if you can kind of take some time right now and get a little bit of that marketing, your marketing efforts planned, it's going to allow you to spend some time at the end of the year to plan out other business goals or focus time on other things, when you might have a little downtime coming up. So it'll, like you mentioned, it's going to free up time so you can actually focus on other parts of your business. If you just take that, several hours of the work that you've been dreading and knocking it out. So it's a huge, huge help.
For sure. And I think what it does as well that people might not think about, it gives you a steady and consistent touch point with your customers and clients, right? So the worst kind of social media accounts are the ones where you post once and then 6 months later, you're like, oh, I got to post again. And then you post again. And then maybe a week, it's so inconsistent and they're just never, you're never in front of your customers or clients consistently. And so they don't really get to know you. In 2020, we made such a huge effort, even just from the agency side, to post consistently. And it helped, honestly, engagement rates on some of the platforms where we had low engagement before, it helped raise those all up. And so I think that's really important to go into 2021 with some sort of steady and consistent touch point. And honestly, what I hate the most is when you're like, oh man, I have to get something posted. And then you're like, all right, sit down and think, I've got nothing. Right? It's overwhelming.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah, because you're just not thinking about it.
Well, I mean, humans are creatures of habit, right? So what we found is we've actually created sort of a cadence in the way we're putting out content. And to your point, that has driven those engagement rates up because people are kind of getting used to, well, hey, I'm probably going to see this on a certain day, or they're going to almost kind of look for it. Or when they see it on that day, you're like, that makes sense because I've seen it here before. So, getting off, setting a nice base of, hey, what's your cadence for the beginning of the year going to look like? And there's a lot of tools out there you can use. I mean, we use Google Sheets / Excel Docs, basically, just to kind of map out our month, like, hey, we're posting this on a Monday, this on a Wednesday, this on a Friday. And then we obviously go in and use tools like Facebook Creator Studio and Hootsuite to then get those scheduled out ahead. We're always trying to be 2 or 3 weeks ahead just to make our life easier, right? The closer you get to posting in real time, the more hectic and almost chaotic it is for you. Whereas, yeah. If you have that planned out and you need to adapt, it's not as bad, right? You're like, hey, I have stuff. Let's move some content around and maybe we push this a week because we need to talk about something or we need to get something out that is happening in real time. So it gives you some flexibility.
Definitely. And then when those real time things pop up, then all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh, look at that. I now have 2 more months worth of content because I planned ahead. And then I just literally push things down the road a little bit. So Exactly. Super helpful. Some other free tools and resources that you can use. I think a lot of people's struggles when you're a small business owner on social media is you're trying to wear every hat. You're trying to do everything yourself because you believe that that'll keep your costs low. That's another podcast for another time. But really, if you feel like you struggle on the visual side of things, I would suggest using tools like Canva. They're going to give you templates and like social media layouts, and you can download them, say like, oh, I want to put stuff on Instagram stories, and you can select Instagram stories, and it's all these awesome templates on various, you know, specific stories for the specific platform, or a website like pexels.com. That's P-E-X-E-L-S.com. That is free stock photography. So that is another pain point for a lot of people too, is they just don't have good photos, or they don't have like pictures of things, or, oh, my, you know, my business isn't the prettiest, or I do service-based stuff. Pexels allows you to download stock photos and use them on your social media, in your advertising, and on your website. And it allows you to really kind of see a different version of your brand, but while still trying to be true to it when you search properly. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, stay tuned for next week when we talk about taking mental health breaks away from your business. I think it's very crucial, especially this year, especially, you know, 2020 was wild, to say the least. And I know for a fact that, you know, businesses haven't taken a mental health break. They may have been forced to take a break, but they certainly mentally did not take a break during those times. So we hope you tune in. If you like this episode, be sure to share it. Be sure to tell your friends about it. And we will talk to you soon.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.